You're listening to SBS News.
Despite heavy pressure to choose a woman, a former Australian ambassador to Israel has been chosen as the Liberal Party's candidate in the upcoming Wentworth by-election. David Sharma bet seven other candidates to win pre-selection for the ballot triggered by the resignation of former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Mr. Sharma faces a tough battle to retain Wentworth. Mr. Turnbull held the inner Sydney seat on a primary vote of more than 60%, but early polling indicates there will be a big swing against the party. Mr. Sharma says he's up for the fight.
It's been a long evening, but I'm honoured to have been pre-selected as the Liberal candidate for the seat of Wentworth. We have a tough fight ahead of us to hold on to this seat, but I'll be throwing my all into it, and I believe we can retain it and retain a Liberal government in Canberra.
The leading candidate, Andrew Bragg, had pulled out of the contest earlier in the week after mounting pressure from federal parliamentary leaders who wanted a female candidate. Mr. Bragg said at the time he hoped it would open the way for a woman. Prime Minister Scott Morrison lobbied the party to choose a female candidate, with Catherine O'Regan then the frontrunner. But Ms. O'Regan reportedly received less than 10% in the first round of votes. Mr. Morrison says he will support David Sharma in the upcoming by-election, despite his initial preference.
I said very clearly I wanted the selectors of Wentworth to pick the best candidate, and that's what they've done. Last night, it was very clear on the reports back that I had from people who were there that Dave, you know, he smashed it. He absolutely smashed it last night. He demonstrated what I think the people of Wentworth will see in over the next month or so before the by-election. So you've always got to pick your best candidate, and that's what the party has done. And so I'm rapt to have Dave Sharma in Team ScoMo.
Mr. Sharma is understood to have come under pressure to withdraw from the contest, but Mr. Turnbull reportedly called Mr. Sharma from New York, urging him to stay in the race. The former Prime Minister has tweeted his congratulations to him.
Congratulations to the new Liberal candidate for Wentworth. As a diplomat, Dave has represented Australia magnificently overseas, and now, if elected, will make a great contribution in our national parliament.
Same-sex marriage campaigner and City of Sydney councillor Karen Phelps is still considering whether to run for the seat as an independent. Tamarama Surf Life Saving President Tim Murray will run as the Labor candidate. Polling commissioned by Andrew Bragg suggests a woman has a better chance of winning the October 20th by-election than a man. It comes amid calls for gender quotas in the Liberal Party, as less than a quarter of Liberal MPs are women. Outgoing Liberal MP Julia Banks told Parliament earlier this week quotas would improve the culture of the party as well as provide equal representation in Parliament. But Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has told Sky News there is no women problem in the Liberal Party.
And right around Australia, we are pre-selecting outstanding women. We've got to continue to take every opportunity, but in Wentworth, quite rightly, the pre-selection delegates were asked to make a judgment on who the best candidate was, and they determined that the best candidate was Dave Sharma, and we now all get behind helping him win, and that's the job at hand.
Claire Braun is an executive director of Women on Boards, an organisation supporting women in achieving leadership positions in the workplace. She says while she is not surprised by David Sharma's selection, she is happy with the number of women who contested the position.
Clearly they chose Dave Sharma from what was a very strong field. I think what was good there is that we had three women standing, so in fact there was 40% of women standing for pre-selection, and that's really absolutely critical, because what we have to do is we have to ensure that in fact there are 40% of females at least standing in every pre-selection for safe seats.
Ms. Braun says such gender quotas are the only way to boost the number of women in Parliament. But she says those selecting the candidates need to be smarter, so those nominating actually represent the electorate in terms of gender, multicultural diversity and socioeconomic status.
Start to think at a party level about who would be really good to put forward for pre-selection who would actually represent this electorate. Okay, not who we just particularly want sitting there, but who would be the best person to actually do that. And so I think there's a lot of work to be done mentoring and educating the people doing the pre-selection. Don't keep working on women. Start working on the people who are running the process and the people who are actually, responsible really for inculcating culture and behaviour.
Scott Morrison says he wants to encourage more women into Parliament, but quotas are not the answer. Ms. Braun says the time for talk is over.
You can't just keep wishing for something. Hope is not a business strategy. okay? Hope is not a business strategy in any way. And so in order to make it happen, and it's commendable that they do want to make it happen, they're going to have to do more than talk about it. They're going to have to put in practice structures and processes and change management systems that make it happen. And that's hard. That is hard work. It involves difficult conversations. It involves changing culture and changing behaviour. But unless that's done, they can keep on talking about it, keep on wishing for it, keep on saying we're going to encourage more females. Great. How are you going to do that?
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.